أيوب يا عمر، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you, and may Allah remove the difficulties of weather, of pandemic and all of these things that are going on at the same time, and bring relief for everyone, inshallah. So we'll be studying the 36th ruku' section of Surah Al-Baqarah, starting with the ayah 261. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. The parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a grain which grows 7 ears. In each year, 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whomever He wills. Allah is boundless, aware. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah and then follow not what they spend with reminders of their generosity and injury shall have their reward with their Lord. No fear shall come on them, nor shall they grieve. An honorable word and forgiveness are better than an act of charity followed by injury. Allah is self-sufficient, forbearing. So we are having a discussion now on charity. Remember that the ayah number 254 before Ayatul Kursi started with this reminder of charity. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. O you who believe, spend from what we have given you. So at that time it was mentioned, then after that we had Ayatul Kursi, reminding people about Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, you had the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his struggle with the king and the questions of life and death came. So belief in Allah, belief in that life and death are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those points were mentioned, and after that we are coming again to the subject of infaq. Infaq means spending. Spending in the cause of Allah, giving charity. And so now from 261 to 283, we have the discussion on issues of charity, and then also riba, interest, and then come the, when you give loan to someone, what is the proper way of giving loan. So these are financial matters that are discussed from 261 to 283. And it starts with the blessings of charity. And before telling the people that they should spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how blessed this act is. The act of charity is a very blessed act. And the reward is great. The reward is mentioned, the blessings are mentioned, and then the proper method is mentioned, that how you should give, what are the things that you must avoid, and then to whom should be given, and what are the priorities, and what is the proper way of giving. So all of these points will come in this ayat. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, charity is good, is spending in the cause of Allah. That is the blessed act. And that increases Allah's the favor, Allah's blessings. But there is another way of people use for increasing their wealth, and that is they get involved in riba, in interest. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, interest is not, will not bring blessings for Allah. In fact, in interest will take away Allah's blessings. So don't get involved in interest. And then, because interest is basically in giving loan, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how you should give loan and what is the proper way of getting involved into that. And loan as well as mortgage, that means rahan. So these are the issues that are discussed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the parable of those, Quran gives you examples, parables. And the parables are for the purpose of understanding, so that people can understand. Because when you give an example, people learn better. So here example is taken from the daily life. The daily life is that a farmer goes and puts seed into the ground, and then the seed comes out and brings out this small grain, little grain, it brings out the produce. And it is in 7 ears, 7 spikes comes out from one grain. And each spike contains 100 grains. So one grain becomes 700 grains or more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you see that by your own eyes, you see that in your daily life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies one grain into 700 grains. And this is the example, this is the parable of giving in the cause of Allah. So you give $1, and this $1 will bring you the return of 700 or more. So this is a masal, this is an example. So مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the example of those who give in the path of Allah, that example is for them is like the example of a grain. So this is what you call it, the al-masal al-murakkab. That is the whole incident, the whole situation of putting the grain to the ground, and that is bringing an offshoot, and it brings, multiplies and makes 700 grains. This example is given for the person who is giving in the cause of Allah. Yunfiquna, infaq means spending. So infaq, yes, people earn their money and then they spend. So where they spend? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, imwalahum, their wealth, but actually it's not their wealth. It is, as the Quran said in the ayah number 254, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, it is something that Allah has given. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَعْتَاكُمْ, it is Allah's mal. The money belongs to Allah. He is the one who has given you. But he has made you a custodian for a short time. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. In another place, the Quran says, spend from that which Allah has made you a custodian of. So you are a custodian on the wealth that you have. Actually, it all belongs to Allah. And Allah is the one who will inherit everything. He will take everything. We are here for a short time. And we'll go. So then what will happen? That everything will eventually. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِسُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا, we are going to take over everything in the earth and all those who are on it. That means all, everything belongs to Allah. But it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, you have it and we have given you, and then from that span, not all of it, some of it. So those who do that, those who recognize their duties towards others and they spend their wealth fi sabilillah. Of course, people spend on all kind of things, but fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. What is the path of Allah? This is a term of the Quran. This means everything that is good in which you spend. That means everything that is halal and that is right. You spend on your family, you spend on your relative, kith and kin, you spend on the poor and the needy, you spend on the good causes, the your institutions on which you spend the money, and you spend the money for the defense of your rights, to defend your land, to defend your rights. You spend your money for the struggle for the cause of Allah. All of these things. So this is fi sabilillah. That is the halal way, good way, and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these things require that people should give. So مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who spend their money, their wealth, in the cause of Allah, in the way of Allah, سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like a grain that grows into seven spikes, and every spike containing 100 grains. That is what you see. That in a similar way, just like a grain grows into 700 grains, the whatever you give in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it for you. Allahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah will multiply. And it's not just 700, it could be 7,000 more. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is wasi'. Wasi' means Allah is generous. Allah is the one who is vast, boundless. So there is no limit what Allah can give. Allah can give much more, much more. And the Prophet ﷺ said, it is like a small morsel of food that will become into a mountain of Uhud. Big. And Allah take it in his hand. When you put give something for the cause of Allah, Allah take it in his own hand, in his blessed hand. He doesn't need it. He's the one who gives it, but to honor it, to honor us, he takes it. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. The Prophet ﷺ took an oath. He said, I swear. And I say that the money will not decrease by sadaqah. But actually it will increase. It will multiply. It will bring a lot of blessings. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So Allah is vast, boundless. And Allah knows what you do. Allah is fully aware. What you do it and how you do it, and where you spend your money, how are you going to use your resources, all of this is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah, in the way of Allah, but then they do not follow it up with whatever they spend, they do not follow it up with manna. ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّا. So ثُمَّ, that means, doesn't mean that immediately after, but any time afterward. Then they do not follow it up, their expenditure, their charity, they do not spend it with manna. They do not follow it with manna. Man is to tell the person to whom the money is given, this is what I have given you. I favored you. I took care of you. You should be thankful to me. You should recognize that. You should appreciate that. So this is a reminder of charity, reminder of generosity, my generosity. I have done that to you. You should be grateful to me. So all these kind of things, sending reminders, telling in one way or the other. So the showing the favor. That is, in Urdu we call it ihsan jatana. That's what man is. Preening. I have been great and I have given this and you should acknowledge that. So لَثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّا وَلَا أَذَى. They do not do that. They do not show their favor. They do not show their generosity and remind the person of their generosity. And وَلَا أَذَى. And the other thing is that they do not insult the person. They do not cause injury to the person. That means insult the person's dignity and honor. You are like that. You don't work. You keep on coming and asking and begging and what is this? So putting down the other person, hurting the dignity of the person, because the person is a poor person. So on the one hand, showing that I am this and I am generous and I am giving, I am providing for you, and on the other hand, putting down the other person. So this is man and adha. So Allah says, don't do that. ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّا وَلَا أَذَى. That is, when you give it in a humble way. And those who give their charity, وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, they are humble. They are thankful to Allah that they are able to spend and give and help the poor and the needy. And then also, recognize the dignity of the other person. Those who do that, they spend their money in the path of Allah, and then they recognize the dignity and honor of the other person, they shall have the reward. Lahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. They have the reward with their Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognize and appreciate that. And he will multiply as mentioned before. Lahum ajruhum. What is the ajr? 700 times or more. Lahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. With their Lord. So this Lord is the one who is saying that I will give. The reward will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. And it has both meanings, that they shall have no fear and they shall have no grief. That means because they are spending their money in the cause of Allah, so there is no khawf. That means they will not lose their money. They will not become poor because of spending. وَلَا يَحْزَنُونَ. And also they will have no grief. I gave up this much. This money now is less in my account. Now my account is short of whatever I gave. So it's kind of huzn that comes of that. Oh, I had that, and now I have less than that. And then on that, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Also in the akhirah, in the Jannah, they have no fear and no grief. That means that is the ultimate happiness, when you have no fear and no grief. Because fear is about something that is going to happen in future. And the grief is on something that you lost, of something that happened to you. The grief of that which happened and fear of that which might happen. And in Jannah you don't have that. So that is the ultimate happiness. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And then furthermore Allah says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ مَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ. A great emphasis after that. An honorable word and forgiveness. And when you give with good words. Speak nicely to the person. And also, if a person who come to you to ask you for some help, if that person is harsh, if that person is too critical, if that person offends you, then you don't offend that person. You forgive that person. Because sometimes a person who is in need and poor, he says things in his upset, he's depressed, he has lost, he doesn't have. So he comes and say things. At that time, give him a kind word. You may give a small amount, but you show courtesy and you show a smile and you show good things, and that is much better than you do a lot and abuse and accuse and insult and injure. So Allah says, Qawlu ma'roof, a good word, an honorable word, and forgiveness is better than sadaqah, which follows with insult. Sadaqah that is followed up with insult. And giving sadaqah, but at the same time insulting people. And the Prophet ﷺ said in one of the hadith, somebody said to him that there is a woman, she gives charity, but at the same time she abuses and accuses people, and she say all kind of words, insulting. And the Prophet ﷺ said, she'll go to hell. That is not going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one has to be extremely careful, say good words, honorable words, forgive people, even if they hurt you, or if they had before done something wrong to you, but then they come to you and ask you for help, well, help them. Like happened to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his relative accused his daughter, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Abu Bakr was very upset because Abu Bakr used to give him and help him and give him regularly, give him monthly or weekly stipend because the person was poor. But when Abu Bakr heard that this is what he's saying, he got angry and he said, I'm not going to give him anything now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that say, Allah tuhibbuna yaghfirullahu lakum, forgive. Don't you want that Allah forgive you? And said Abu Bakr came out and he said, yes, yes, indeed, indeed, I want Allah to forgive me. And I'm going to give him whatever I used to give, and I am going to give him more. That is the response of the believers. Qawlun ma'rufun wa maghfiratun khayrun min sadaqatin yatba'uha adha. So extremely careful that you give, but at the same time, don't do insult. Don't do injury. Allahu waniyun haleem. And Allah is wani. Allah is rich. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbearing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, in spite of your disobedience, in spite of your negligence, in spite of your shortcomings, He gives you. He's so forbearing, so you should be also forbearing. And it is, everything comes from Allah. The richness is from Allah. Allah is the rich and He's the one who enrich. So Allah waniyun haleem. These are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned in the ayat of the Quran very often. And sometimes they are mentioned in a pair, like Allah wasi'un aleem. And then here, ghaniyun haleem. All these names have a special significance. They are related to whatever being said there. And it's a very masterpiece of the Quran, the style of the Quran to use the terms and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at a very, very appropriate manner in the appropriate way. Allah waniyun haleem. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. Or you who believe, do not annul your acts of charity through boastfulness and injury. Like he who spends his wealth to be seen by people and does not believe in Allah and the last day. His parable is like that of a smooth rock with some soil in it. Some heavy rain strikes it and leaves it barren. They have no power over anything of what they earned, and Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. So again, emphasis that sadaqat should be given with sincerity, sincerity at the heart. So first is say, reminded again that do not annul, do not cancel, do not make null and void, that means no benefit, no reward that you will get from your charity because of your reminders, because of your boastfulness. So do not cancel your charity by your boastfulness and by hurting the feeling of the other person, by causing injury to the person to whom you give. Like a person who gives the money so only to be shown, to be seen by the people. So giving the money for the not for the sake of Allah, but for the sake of show off. So that person say, people say, oh, this is a very generous person. That person gives so much. That is riya. We call it riya. In Urdu, we call it riya. In Arabic, it's called riya. Riya annas. So it is riya annas, showing the people so that people see it for the purpose of, so we seen by the people. Actually, money should be given in such a way. The best charity is that is the left hand does not know what the right hand has done. The very subtle, discreet, quiet manner that you give that. Of course, permissible if it is a public cause, you give it in public and you renounce it. But still, it should be for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of show off, not for the sake of publicity. So, not for ria. Not for show off, and also وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and only for show off, that does not believe in Allah in the last day. No, first thing is that you have to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah is the one who will give the reward on the day of judgment. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمَكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. In Surah Al-Bahr, Allah SWT says that they feed the poor and the needy, and they say, we give you the food, we are giving you charity for the sake of Allah. We do not look for any reward from you or any thank from you. Because we fear a day it come when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will ask us, what did we do with the wealth that we had? إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. So Allah will save them from the difficulties of that day and give them the reward. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. They will be happy. They receive the reward for their good deeds. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ. Allah SWT says, those who just for the show off, they do the charity and have no faith in Allah and have no faith in the Akhirah. Their example, again, the parable, another parable. There are several parables here, a beautiful parable. This the parable is like, there is a rock. On that rock, there is some soil, some mud that gathers, some dust that gathers on the soil. And somebody goes and put the seed on that soil. What happens? The rain comes and washes away. And you're not going to get anything. No produce will come out. Because the soil was very hard. There is no softness. There is no goodness. There is no kindness in that. So the soil was on the rock. Safwan. Safwan is a smooth rock, then that the rock that absorbs the water, absorbs that, and then produce. No, it is a very smooth rock, and on which some dust was there, but this dust is washed. Rain came, struck the rain, and left it barren. La yaqdiruna ala shay'in mimma kasabu. So in a similar way, this person is spending money, and thinking that this is going to produce, bring the reward, but because of his bad words and all of these things, It's washed out. It's gone. La yaqdiruna ala shay'in mimma kasabu. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. So they cannot get anything from what they have earned. They will not find a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. And actually the word kafir here means, although kafir means disbeliever, but kafir also means ungrateful person. Allah does not guide those who are ungrateful. That is charity to be given out of gratefulness to Allah. Allah has given us and we are acknowledging His gift. And we are giving to the help, helping the poor and the needy because we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who are ungrateful and they'll say, this is my money, and this is, I have earned it because of my knowledge, because of my smartness, because of my planning and all of this thing, and don't share with anybody else, those people are ungrateful. And then, of course, they will not receive any guidance from Allah. Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give them the tawfiq to come back to the right path. They will lose the hidayah. They rule Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and guidance that comes. Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. So a very important reminder here that give the charity in the right way, with sincerity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't do something and then wash away. That is your good deeds. And they should produce, and they will produce it only if you are sincere. And the other example is given, that is after that, the example of those who spend with sincerity. What happened? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌّ والله بما تعملون بصير أيود أحدكم أن تكون له جنة من نخيل وأعناب تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون. And the parable of those who spend their wealth seeking Allah's good pleasure and out of the confirmation of their souls is that of a garden on a hilltop. A downpour strike it and it brings forth its fruit twofold. And if a downpour strikes it not, then a light rain will be enough. Allah sees well whatever you do. Would any of you wish to have a garden with date palms and grape vines and rivers running below, having all kinds of fruits in it? An old age touches him while he has weak progeny, and then a whirlwind with fire strikes it and it is burnt. Thus Allah makes clear to you His signs that you may reflect. So another parable, the parable of those who spend their money seeking Allah's good pleasure. The purpose is that Allah be pleased. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمَكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ means give you for the sake of Allah. So ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ seeking Allah's rida, Allah's happiness, Allah's pleasure. That is the motive. That is, Allah be pleased with us. So they spend their money for that purpose. وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ and confirmation of their souls. That is, the hearts are contented and happy that I am giving, I am able to give without any grudge, without any anger, without any anything against the people, the poor people, but rather being solid, firm. in their position. Alhamdulillah, thankful to Allah that we are able to spend and give. Allah is the one who's been kind to us, gracious to us, and we are spending it for the cause of Allah. So tasbeetam min anfusihim. Both of these are very important. For the sake of Allah, to make Allah pleased, and at the same time also internally they are happy. Internally they have no anger, no sadness, nothing. And sometimes people give money and they say, why we have to give it? What is that? Why these people are coming all the time and asking? No, tasbeetam min anfusihim. They are confirmed, they are fond people, they are good people. This is like grain that is put on a land that is high ground, and then there is soil. And in that soil they put the seed. Habba, same thing, that habba that was put in the beginning was mentioned. So here is the habba, the grain that is put there, and then comes rain, and heavy rain. And what happens? Because it is a good ground, good soil, now the produce is double. And whatever normally people get it, they will get it because it's high ground, where you get air from every direction, where you have sunshine from different directions, and the fertile land, and the rain is there. So now the produce is multiplied. Produce is many times more. And Allah says, فَإِلَّا يُصِبْهَا وَعَبِلُّ فَطَلُّ. And even if the rain does not come, they will have some dew. They will have some light drizzle, and that will be enough. Fatal, that is enough. That will do the job. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. And Allah sees everything. So here the people, another parable, the parable of the people who are spending their money for the cause of Allah, but their hearts are happy and satisfied. And they are soft heart, not hard and harsh. So that is, it's not like Safwan, like a solid rock, but they are very soft heart. And they give it. So now this charity comes out from the simple and humble heart, from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the rain helps it. And it is not washes away everything, but rather it gives, it multiplies. And even if there is no rain, some light drizzle, some morning dew, that also helps, and the produce comes. Because Allah is watching everything. Allahu bima ta'amaluna basir. And then another beautiful example given, the third one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would any of you would like to have a garden of palms and grapevines, and the garden is so nice that you have rivers, the water is plenty, and it produces all kind of fruit. And then this person is getting old. He did all this work and established the garden, established this nice, whatever is property, nice estate, good wealth and all of this thing, he did that. And then he is in old age and he has children, and the children need it. Some of them are not financially that well, but they need it. And suddenly the fire comes and takes away everything. The tempest comes, the whirlwind comes and burns everything. The garden is gone, the property is gone, everything is gone. And this person is in old age, and this person has children, and he's not young, so that he can say, I can do it again. I'll build up my property, my thing. And he's concerned that what will happen to his children, what will happen to his family. And I said, would you like to have something like that? Of course not. So in a similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be concerned. Don't destroy your whatever Allah has given you by abusing, by wasting your wealth, and by giving charity but with man and other, with reminders and insulting and all of these things. Don't do that. So this is a kind of an overall example, overall parable for those who have, they should be very grateful to Allah. Nakhil and anab, palm trees and grapevines. This is the way how a beautiful garden was considered as a garden. The Quran has mentioned in some places, the Arabic gardens that there, that you have grapevines inside the garden, and on every side the boundary was with the palm trees, and then there was plenty of water that was running through, and people used to enjoy that kind of a garden and sit there. You know, you have in outskirts of Medina that those kind of gardens were there. So these are the special garden that the Quran mentioned that as an example. I mean, people have all kind of gardens in different places. Allah SWT mentioned, you have, you know, a nice meadow, a nice place. And this is the example. In a similar way, you may have a nice home. You have a nice property. You have nice wealth. All of these things are there. And you now, you don't want to see all of this destroyed. All of this go away. A fire come and burn the whole thing, or some disaster happens, some accident happens. So Allah SWT said, don't let it happen that way. But be conscious of Allah. For Allah SWT is the one who has all the power. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ الْآيَاتِ. Allah explained things to you. Allah is giving you example after example, parable after parable. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that you think. You reflect, use your mind, and don't get fooled by this wealth and think that this is mine and I have earned it. I don't want to give it to anybody else. Because you don't know. You may not be there tomorrow. And this may not be there tomorrow. So only Allah knows that. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ الْآيَاتِ. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the ayat to you, for you to reflect, to think, and to get lessons from that. So these are the ayat that are given to us in this section number 36, and ayat that are emphasizing, that is giving in the cause of Allah, fi sabilillah, and giving it in the right way, with ikhlas, with sincerity, without show off, and without hurting the feelings or insulting the people to whom you give. And this, of course, not only to people, even for any cause they are giving. If you're helping a good cause, same thing. Yeah, do it in a humble way and do it in the proper way. And of course, Islam emphasizes that you give it, understanding your priorities. Priorities are there. First of all, you give it to take care of your family, take care of your kith and kin, and then help poor and the needy, and help the institution, help the good causes. All of these things are there. And this is what is explained to us by the Prophet ﷺ in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Sunnah explained that what is the right way, what are the priorities that you should keep in mind. And of course, always spend, collect, get money, earn money in the halal way, and spend in the halal way. And do not waste your money. Do not abuse your money. Because this is a trust that Allah has given you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask him. وَمِن مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبْهُ وَأَيْنَ أَنْفَقَهُ. The Prophet said, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him about his money. Where did you earn and how did you spend it? So it is a question will be raised, a question will be asked on the day of judgment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us charitable people, kind people, helping people, as well as humble people. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So let's take any questions that you have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and give you more and more and more and bless you in what he has given you.
Ameen. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. May Allah bless you. Just a quick question. What are some examples of acts of charity that can be done publicly?
Especially, you build a building, the people will see that. So you can do that, building a hospital, building a masjid, building a library, building a school. You do that, or if there is a fundraising, you spend and you give it in public. Yes, this is the humble donation from me, $100,000, $1 million that I'm giving. And you give it, why? Because you give it not for the show off, you give it to so somebody else can match it. Somebody else also get encouragement for that. Because publicly, it's this way. In tubdu sadaqati fa ni'ma hiya wa in tukhfuha tu'tuha al-fuqara fa huwa khairul lakum. Allah says in the Quran that if you publicize, if you tell the people about your sadaqah, it's okay. But if you hide it and give it to the poor, so when you give it to the poor, you don't have to publicize. You shouldn't publicize that. But when you give it for a good cause, you should. You can do that. And it's permissible. But as long as it's done with sincerity. So there are different ways when people can give. Quietly as well as in public, especially if it is a good cause.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. And just as closing, we continue with our hadith and tafsir classes at the same time next Sunday, inshallah. And as always, follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or check the weekly newsletter for all program details and updates. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. May we join you for a closing dua?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا ولا give us and do not deprive us ولا increase us and do not decrease us Allah bring your blessings upon us. Allahumma aghnina bi halalika an harami. Allah enrich us with the halal and keep us away from the haram. Wa bi ta'atika ma'asiyatik. Allah help us to be obedient to you and not disobey you. Wa bi fadlika aman siwak. And give your fadl, your bounty. And make us independent of anybody else. Allah keep us on the right path. Allah keep us on the right path. Allah remove all difficulties. Allahumma la tada'a lana zamban illa ghafartahu. Wala hamman illa farrajtahu. Wala daynan illa qadaytahu. Wala maridan illa afaytahu wa shafaytahu. Wala mayyitan illa rahimtahu. Wala hajata min hawaji dunya laka fiha ridhan. Wala na fiha salahun illa qadaytaha wa yassartaha ya rabbal alameen. Allah, we ask you to remove all the difficulties. And all the debts that we have, Allah, take away all our debts from us. And those who are sick, give them healing and remove their difficulties, Allah. Those who are passed away, Allah, forgive them. Allah, any need that we have, which is halal and which is acceptable to you, Allah, remove those difficulties and fulfill our needs. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih, Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين